Zimbabwean police have arrested 95 protesters on charges of inciting public violence and disturbing the peace following Monday's demonstrations in Harare demanding President Emmerson Mnangagwa's resignation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Authorities say they identified the individuals through social media posts, WhatsApp groups, and surveillance at the protest site. However, the demonstrations saw a low turnout as many citizens opted to stay home amid a heavy security presence. The protests were spearheaded by Blessed Geza, a veteran of the ruling ZANU-PF party, who has openly opposed efforts to extend Mnangagwa's rule beyond 2028. Geza, a vocal supporter of Vice President Constantine Chiwenga, had urged Zimbabweans to take to the streets in what he called a final push to remove the president. Police, often accused of using excessive force against demonstrators, deployed tear gas to disperse crowds at Harare's President Robert Mugabe Square. Videos circulating on social media showed officers dismantling barricades set up by protesters. Despite the low turnout, political analyst Ivo Mandeza argued that the near-total shutdown of businesses, schools, and public transport was a powerful statement. "The shutdown was a massive political statement," he said, noting that fear of violence kept many indoors. The unrest stems from speculation that Mnangagwa plans to extend his presidency by 2 years, keeping him in power until 2030. While he has denied such ambitions, slogans like 2030 he will still be the leader continue to circulate among his supporters, fueling doubts and discontent. Geza, a former senior ZANU-PF member and veteran of the Liberation War, has been outspoken in his criticism of Mnangagwa, repeatedly calling for him to step down in a series of fiery press conferences. Meanwhile, religious leaders have urged calm, warning that continued unrest could further destabilize an already fragile nation. A petrol station worker, speaking anonymously, echoed these concerns, saying, "Ordinary people don't want the country to slide into civil war." As tensions simmer, all eyes remain on Zimbabwe's political landscape, with questions lingering over the future of Mnangagwa's presidency and the potential for further unrest. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.